The news continues at 7:22. For more than a century, AM radio has amassed a rich and storied history, but what's AM's future in an increasingly digital world?
CBS's Scott McFarland takes us into the renewed effort to keep AM radio's spot in cars and communities across the country.
The Federal Communications Commission reports more than 4,000 AM radio stations remain nationwide. But in an indication the industry is under pressure, Congress considered legislation last year to mandate new cars continue to install AM radios as listeners shift to podcasts and streams.
For several generations of Americans, everyone knew that you had to find your favorite station. But
Ron Simon is an historian at the Paley Center for Media in New York.
A lot of kids don't even know how to tune a radio.
They don't know identify a radio.
Yes.
In September, one of the largest AM radio news operations in America, WCBS 880, an Odyssey-owned station, folded its operation.
And for the final time, this is WCBS, New York.
A shock to one of the most storied forms of mass media in U.S. history.
This is Bob Trout speaking. Allied troops began landing on the northern coast of France this morning.
Radio was launched more than 100 years ago.
This is Edward Murrow speaking from Vienna.
Cemented as a part of the fabric of America by Edward R. Murrow with CBS radio in the first half of the 20th century.
From the 1920s on, America participated in history through radio. In fact, the two defining crises, the Depression and World War II, were experienced by Americans through radio. The major artists, certainly of the 20th century, began on radio.
The first generations of rock and roll, the last days of disco, the collapse of the Berlin Wall.
We are just currently getting a look at the World Trade Center.
To some of the first alerts about 9/11.
And we noticed flame and an awful lot of smoke from one of the towers.
It was that local radio station in town that brought the world to people.
The local station looked at events through the community lens.
And in just the past few weeks, local radio showed it remains a lifeline during power outages and the chaos of hurricanes, where it still remains local, like it was in North Carolina.
I'm calling from Ellenboro, North Carolina.
Carol, things are that way, Ronnie.
They're pretty rough. They hadn't got to me yet.
We're going to give your name to one of our resources.
In some communities, including this one, Carlisle, Pennsylvania, the local AM radio station is trying to secure its future by leaning into its past.
The Noon Report from
at WIOO Radio, AM 1000.
And welcome to the Friday edition of the Country Gold Radio News.
The secret of its survival isn't so much the classic country music of Conway Twitty and Willie Nelson.
Well, I only half jokingly say that we're the station one in every cow barn in this county.
But what Ray Thomas does and says in between the songs.
It's a personal touch. It's something they've done for years.
You are on the air on Tradio. Go right ahead.
At noon each day, he opens the phone lines for people to buy and sell the stuff in their basements.
I have a solid oak round 18-inch table with a built-in lamp.
I have a camouflage Barnett C4 crossbow.
I got Apple iPad per generation for $50.
I had a lady one time that had a load of bricks for sale.
Just a load of bricks.
All right, he got a phone number.
717.
You never have a day where the phone lines are just empty.
Never.
A private graveside service will be held at
Thomas. Even reads the death notices.
People still dial in your station to listen to the obituaries be read aloud?
Absolutely.
They want that.
They do. They do. Sponsored by all the local funeral homes.
In a world of instantly accessible news and information, AM radio and its old school sound may only survive by being a community.
My wife passed away a few years ago. I live by myself. You become more wanting to be part of a community, wanting to be part of a group of friends, and wanting to be part of something other than just yourself.
That's been in radio's playbook from the start. And the equipment used to be a living room fixture around which people would gather.
This is not just functional. This is aesthetically pleasing.
Yes, this was considered one of the most beautiful objects in the late 20s.
But back in Frederick, WFMD makes its signal available on your phone now.
Second and 10 now for the Titans.
And for the broadcasters, this is exactly what radio has been in its glory days. A shared experience that's uniquely local.
Woo! That ran into a brick wall there, Paul.
WFMD, on the air since 1936, hopes this keeps them on the field for years to come. Scott McFarland, Frederick, Maryland.
Scott, thank you. This radio station, KMOX, will turn 100 a little over a year from now, December 24th, 1925.
And it's been KMOX that whole time.
Sure has.